November 9, 1930. Difference between created love and creating love. Endowment with which God endowed the creature. Example. I live amid continuous privations of my sweet Jesus. Ah! Without him I do not find my center toward which to take flight in order to rest. I do not find the guide whom I could trust. I do not find the one who, with so much love, acting as my teacher, gave me the most sublime lessons. His words were rains of joys, of love, of graces, over my poor soul. And now everything is profound silence. I would want the heavens, the sun, the sea, the whole earth, to melt into tears to cry over the one whom I no longer find, and do not know where he turned his steps. But alas! No one points him out to me, no one is moved to pity for me. Ah! Jesus, come back to the one from whom you yourself said that you wanted no other than she live only for you and with you. And now everything is ended. My poor heart is full, and who knows how many things it wants to say of the pain it feels of the privation of its Jesus, of its life, of its all. Therefore I move on. So, while I was in the ardor of bitternesses, I was following the acts of the divine will. In one instant everything was present to me, and my always lovable Jesus, making himself seen, all tenderness, told me, my daughter, courage, my love has no end, and therefore I love the creature with infinite and insuperable love. If you say that you love me, yet, what difference is there between created love and creating love? An image of difference is given to you by the creation. Look at the sun, its light and its heat fill your eye, invest your whole person. Yet, how much light do you take? Very little, just a shadow of its light. And what is left of the light of the sun is so vast that it can invest the entire earth, symbol of your small created love which, as much as you might feel yourself filled to the brim, is always small. The love of your creator, more than sun, remains always immense and infinite, and excelling over everything, it carries the creature in its triumph of love, making her live under the continuous reign of its creating love. Another symbol is the water. You drink it, but how much of it do you drink at all, compared to the water that exists in the seas, in the rivers, in the wells, in the bowels of the earth? It can be said, very little. And what is left of it symbolizes the creating love, which, by its own virtue, possesses immense seas and knows how to love the little creature with immense love. Even the earth tells you of your little love. How much earth do you need in order to put your feet down? Just a small space. And that which is left in abundance, oh, how much it is. So, between the creating love and that of the creature there is a distant and immeasurable distance. In addition to this, you must add that, in creating man, the Creator endowed him with his properties. Therefore he endowed him with his love, with his sanctity, with his goodness. He endowed him with intelligence and with beauty. In sum, we endowed man with all our divine qualities, giving him the free will to be able to put our endowment in circulation, expanding it more and more, according to how much more or less it would grow, placing also from his acts in our own divine qualities, as the task of work which he received in order to preserve and expand for himself the endowment given by us. In fact, our infinite wisdom did not want to issue the work of our creative hands, birth from us in our Son, without giving him from our own. Our love would not tolerate issuing him to the light of the day as stripped and without properties. It would not have been a work worthy of our creative hands. And if we had given him nothing, our love would not feel so drawn to love him, because he is our own, he has from our own, and he cost our love so much, we love him so much, to the point of laying down my life. When things cost nothing and nothing is given, they are not loved. And it is precisely this that maintains the burning stake of our love always ignited, always alive, because much we gave, and still give, to the creature. Do you see, then, What great difference there is between the love of the creature and that of the Creator? If she loves us, she takes from our own properties, given to her in order to love us. But even though the created love is small compared to the creating love, yet we want this little love, even more, we long for it, we crave it. And when she does not give it to us, we go into a delirium. It happens to us as to a father who loves his son, and endows his son with his properties. And the son, loving his father, very often takes the fruits of the properties given to him and sends them to his father as gift. Oh! How the father delights in receiving the gifts, though he does not need them. In the gift he feels himself loved by his son. The gift is the speaking and operating love of his son. And the love of the father always grows toward him, and he feels honored, satisfied, for having given his properties to the one who loves him and who nurtures the affection toward his father. But what would be the sorrow of this father, if the son never sent him anything of the goods that were given to him? He would break the most sacrosanct of duties, the love between son and father, and would convert the joy, the happiness of paternity, into sorrow. More than father do we love the creature, and all our happiness is in being loved back. And if she does not love us, she would convert, if she could, our paternity into sorrow. Therefore, my daughter, the more you love us, the more gifts you send to your celestial father, which are so very pleasing to us, because they are the fruits of our divine properties, given with so much love by your Creator. Fiat.